I said I was going to tell him, but Lord said, you do tell what I tell you to tell. Because it's to help you. The Lord said, my wife was standing up here preaching. And I was enjoying her preaching. I was. And long as she said, the Lord said, for me to buy my real car. I said, yes. I'm agreeing with you. See, you don't know this, so I'm going to tell this. See, you just saw something that hurts there and about, okay? And I was back in the office studying, and he said, yeah, you go ahead. Because I said, I don't like to tell stuff like that. He said, you go ahead. So when she got through telling, said, I don't know where I'm going to get that money. Oh, what you talking about then for? Sometimes we get in trouble, don't we? But she was emphatic about it. So while she was talking, the Lord said, I want you to buy it. So I said, where am I going to get the money from? And you know what he did. He said, you know. I said, I do. You know. He said, you know where it's at. And you go get that money, transfer it, and get that car. What am I going to do? Argue with God? Here's my point. I could have sat up there because I didn't have it in my checking account. I could have sat up there and argued with God. I ain't got it. I ain't got them in my pocket. But God has moved on you. And because you didn't move, respond to God, he couldn't get what he had for you. Because see, we think we got some stuff locked down that God can't touch. But when you give yourself completely, he can get anything you got. That's what I've done. If you want it, Lord, there it is. You have everything else but my wife. You know why? Because he already got her. So he got us both. Do y'all hear what I'm saying? Because these saints that was in the depths of their poverty obeyed God. They turned their situation around. That little boy, because he would not hold back his 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread, 5,000 men got fed beside women and children. And then he went home with more than he left home with. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. I say, hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So the scripture tells us in Luke 6:38, give. I'm just going to go ahead now. Luke 6:38 say, give, and it shall be given unto you. How good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall what? Men giving your bosom. For what measure you meet, that's it, which measure you meet with, it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. From the beginning, God bless. From the beginning, God bless his man and said for his man to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it. He did that from the beginning. God never intended for his man to have a curse on his life. He never mentioned a curse. He mentioned bless, multiply, have dominion, take control, increase, That's what he talked about. Amen. And so he said, the how that I get in that place, I give as God have instructed me to give. See, I am not in the dark on giving, and neither are you. Now we may play like that and act like that, but we're not in the dark, because God, through his word and by his spirit, have instructed us how to give. Hello, somebody. And then he tells us the result of our being obedient to his giving. And then he said in Proverbs 10:22, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. How did the blessing, what happened? The blessing of the Lord makes rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. Hello, somebody. These blessings of the Lord happen on a daily basis. They just don't occur or happen every now and then. Blessing flows. And that's why you want to get in the flow. If you're just getting a little dab here and there, you hadn't got in the flow. How do you get in the flow? By cooperating with the Holy Ghost. By following the plan, obeying what God said, and doing it the way he said do it. Hallelujah. 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 And when we learn to do it God's way, and the blessing will happen in our lives on a daily basis. Because poverty was not in the equation. Never have. And when you got born again, you were removed from it. And you shouldn't allow it to come over and follow you in this new birth, in this new life. Amen. You have the knowledge. That's why you're here. That's why we open this Bible up. That's why we are talking about it. That's why the Spirit of God emphasizes it. That's why he shines light so you'll know what to do. What happened? You going down the road in the dark. It can happen. I remember real well. I went to Murray State to pick up something for Michelle and AJ. Coming on back on the train, my lights went out. Boom. I tried to call my wife, and at that time, didn't have service all the way up and down the trace. And I happened to be in that spot where there was no service. I said, what am I going to do? Grace. So what did you do? Let me tell you what I did, because I know you want to know. I left my park lights on because they was on. And I got on that trace and I drove that truck down the trace by my park light. Till I got to a place, and you know, I came all the way from, what is it, Pontecola? All the way to 32 with park lights. I saw a car coming, I pulled off on the side of the road. I had to do what I had to do. But what I'm saying, it hindered me when my lights went out. I couldn't see where to go. God is shining light, because it's time for the saints to rise up and walk in the blessing that had been given to us by Jesus. Too many saints have been in church and they're still broke, operating as they're broke, and you're not. There's grace to increase you. Hallelujah. Stop trying to skip the offering plate when it's time to sow.
Glory, hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So he said, now listen, see, we read these, but we need to hear them. So like I said, poverty was not in the equation. We were totally set free from poverty in Jesus Christ. Poverty is not a part of the new birth, because Jesus became what? Poor, that we through his poverty might be made rich, and we have been made rich. And now the Spirit of God, the Word of God, your faith, and all this is telling you how to get to walk in that richness, walk in the wealth of God. Amen. That God has provided for you. Psalm 68:19 said, Bless the Lord, blessed be the Lord, who daily loads us up with benefit. See, I told you blessing don't come every night. He daily, you're blessed every day. And you ought to be loaded every day with blessing.